everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And here we are, ready to have another wonderful program. Tonight is Friday. And tonight is our special night, which is Friday night. And you can call in, and we can talk about paranormal experiences, et cetera. So let's first do a mental clearing for everybody. So think of a problem that you dealt with mentally. Maybe it could be mind looping, having the same thoughts over and over and over again. I'm going to do a clearing here. So here we go. I'll count to five and clear that out of you right now. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's do an emotional clearing. Same thing. Think of an emotional problem that you dealt with, you know, in the last week. And we'll clear that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, if you deal with feelings, we will work with that now. So maybe think of the same thing to see how it feels having a feeling body clear. Sometimes most people live in their emotions, but some only live in the feelings. So here we go, feeling body. So clearing that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And actually, people have pain in their body, so we'll do a pain sample clearing. And just think of pain that you may have had. And I'm sensing some pain out there right now. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So we'll do some trauma clearing. Again, think of a situation. If you still sense something, then you may have a problem with trauma. And this normally is not needed, but here we go. Trauma body clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a clearing now for people who are involved with the God energies here, having maybe thoughts being recycled about that you're not worthy or anything like this here. So we'll do a God clearing for you to get this energy out of your life here. So think about something that happened in the last 5 days, and maybe somebody prayed for you and you got slimed. So here we go, the God clearing, God energy clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Kind of heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. So let's do a another clearing. Put your thoughts now that you have into your heart so you become heart-centered. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And it drops you down. So we'll count from 10 backwards. And you may feel the energy actually moving. Your spirit's going to be doing this for you. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So think a thought now. When you're in your heart, you cannot think of a negative thought or a positive thought because the divine, the source energy, does not judge. So try as hard as you wish. It doesn't happen because the light's only in the now, and light does not have any judgment, so you can't have judgment there. This is why you want to become in the moment and heart-centered. So let's see if our co-host is on here. So Sylvia, Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here and feeling good. Glad to be here, and welcome to everyone who's tuning in. I see we have quite a few people with us on the fast chat, and that's great. And we would love to have your questions, comments. Like Ron said, particularly any paranormal type of questions or topics. Also requests and any kind of talk about the light ship or questions for Ron. So we welcome all of that. We also can take calls tonight, I believe. So I'm going to give you the phone number for Friday night, which is area code 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. And let's see, Stephanie on the fast chat said, excellent, God energy clearing. So that was very good for our listeners, I think, Ron. And I, too, felt a lot of energy on that one. And I'm also feeling it would be really great to do an entity clearing and talk a little bit about the different kinds of entities that people can run into. That kind of covers a broad category. When you say entities, there's earth-based, there's alien-based, there's all kinds of things. And since you have some special healing intensives coming up in the next few weeks that deal with the alien type, then we can maybe talk about those a bit and give people some little bit of samples so they can get the idea of what kinds of things would be cleared in that type of clearing. So how about if we start with talking about and maybe doing some samples of the earth-based types of entities. And for those people that are tuning in maybe for the first time, Ron, maybe you could describe a bit about what those are and how those can affect us. And I'm not hearing anything. Ron, are you there?
Oh, yep. So here we go.
Great.
Clearing, so going to start that now. These are earth-based entities. These are what you call ghosts. And these ghost energies, can come into us. They come in and out of our bodies. Unfortunately, that's what happens to us. So here we go. We'll work with entities in our feet and start moving up to our knees, up to our waist. And work with our, abdominal area, moving up now to our shoulders, down our arms, elbow, wrists, fingers. And now we're going to go up above our shoulders to our neck and the top of our head. So they're being released now from us here. And you might kind of move your body a little bit and actually feel the energies as they leave you. A lot of people feel their body sometimes do a little shaking. Sometimes you might feel some tremors. You might feel tingles. You might yawn even. So that happens. It's showing you that these things are leaving you. So these are what we call earth-based entities. And next we're going to do the off-planet ones. And I'll talk about that a little deeper here after I do some of these here. So these are entities that are from off-planet that come into us, and they like to visit us. These are what I call shapeshifters. So here we go. Going to release them now, same thing. Just kind of take a note of your body, working with the bottom of our feet, and moving up ankles, and going up to our knees, and to our waist, moving up now a little bit higher. And going solar plex area, moving up to our shoulders and down our arms. And fingers getting kind of heavy here, so we'll keep on this here. So bring some more energy here. If you want to bring up your light beam on your monitor screen, if you're having the computer in front of you, just scroll down maybe a little ways on your scroll bar, depending on how big your monitor is. Maybe it's about an inch or so. So here we go. Activate the light beam, bring in the male energies. So here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. That helps somewhat. A little bit more energy, please. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now we'll work with our neck and go into to our head. So you may want to actually get up and maybe walk around a little bit, move your body, shake your arms, maybe twist your body a little bit here, bend over, stretch, and just see how your body's responding. And now I'll talk about what I've experienced here in New York. And very interesting, going to a coffee house, which now I call the Alien Coffee House. And very interesting to watch people. So upon discovering that everyone has these shapeshifters in them, we would actually see people come in and come to a table. And maybe 10 feet away would be another group of people or a couple people coming also, and they start talking, and both you know, tables are talking. So as you start eavesdropping on them, you can actually hear a whole different conversation as the words from one coffee table will join the other one. And it's sort of like the shapeshifters in the person's bodies are actually exchanging information. And then all of a sudden, which is very surprising, a lot of times two tables will leave within probably 15 seconds of each other. And that's very interesting to watch people leave. And so they got their information exchanged. This is why I call it the Alien Coffee House. Now to go a little deeper with this here, I've been seeing some people and doing clearings on them. And some of these alien life forms, these shapeshifters, are actually embedded, deeply, deeply, deeply embedded. And doing clearings on them would not bring out the shapeshifters because it would actually be a cloned spirit-type shapeshifter and or a parallel life body that came into the physical body that you have. And it's so deeply embedded that you can't tell the difference on it. So after doing a few of these clearings with people, I actually saw, and they actually saw these things leave them. And all of a sudden, like this big load was taken off of their body. So up to this moment right now, we have the shapeshifters that are deeply embedded, number one. Number two, we have their emotional body. Remember, they mimic the light, so they bring in that emotional body, and that's with the person. And then again, we also have the spirit, which is a clone spirit body into this. So it's quite interesting. And it takes a while to release these, sometimes a couple of hours. But once they're released, all of a sudden the person changes. You actually see them become completely clearer. So this is something that just came new. I think after doing the workshop here in New York where we released and got rid of the Ten Commandment energy, so that pool of energy is probably no longer on planet. And people still can be corded to that energy because they have it inside of themselves as a program. So it'll be on the website too coming up maybe, you know, within the month here, I think. So you'll be able to actually view and see possibly three lectures. And the center one, the second one that I did is when we released these energies here. Quite phenomenal to feel the density leave. I mean, it was like taking off about a 100-pound backpack on you. So anyway, we'll turn it back over to Sylvia. So are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
I am, and boy, that sounds like a really sci-fi, interesting coffee house experience. Talk about paranormal kind of activities, really, to watch all that must just be really something. And do you see that as impacting some of the clearings that you'll be doing, either on the 8-hour sessions or with people or on the online healings? How do you think that will work for those of us that have already been doing some of these clearings?
I don't know yet. I don't have enough energy to do a large group of people with this here because it's brand new, so it'll take a while to do that, but it will be coming up at some point here. So we'll see how that turns out.
So now that you've seen it, then that information is known now on the lightship, and then that can be kind of worked out as to how that, you know, kind of an approach to take with that kind of clearing?
Yeah, sometimes the clearing does actually take about 3 months to bring forth. So we'll see what happens. So just when we get it in place, I'll let everybody know.
Sounds great.
Remember, we're not alone here.
Yeah, yep. More than we have ever realized.
Yeah, it's quite something. Because as you get these life forms out of you, which I've been doing in the past here, people feel much better. But when you finally realize that, see, these things come in, and you think that you are this energy. Before, you know, they could, like, maybe, like, an emotional body of, on this planet, you know, would be, they kind of come and go, and you take on maybe those traits, those personalities, but then they leave you. Well, these things actually come in, and you think that it is actually you. And once they get released, you have such a void inside of yourself. For the people that I've worked with, they kind of feel sometimes a little different. The integration may be, you know, a little while to do, you know, maybe a few hours or a day or so, because all of a sudden that whole belief system is actually taken out of you. So if you have a particular trait that you experience in your life all the time, and maybe it's a negative one, maybe something pushes your buttons and you go on that emotional roller coaster ride, and the clearings that we've done so far may have taken it out of your cellular memory, but these aliens are actually there doing this. So it's quite interesting. Okay, so if we have any information or anybody has noticed that by going to, say, a coffee house and have heard conversations that are completely different, but you can take a few of the key words and all of a sudden it makes a whole different way of listening to something going on, you might want to comment on that too. That'd be quite interesting. So we do accept callers tonight. And if you have any of your own, you know, paranormal situations that you want to discuss, we'd be happy to listen to what you're willing to bring forth, and we can put some light on it for you and get an understanding. So what I want to do now is get everybody heart-centered again. And, you know, some people say they actually can hear these shapeshifters and people kind of growl when you start doing things, you know. If you start bringing in more light, then they start growling. So if you have that kind of experience, that'd be nice to hear somebody validate that also. But we're going to make you more heart-centered now. And here we go. So we'll drop down your mind to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So we have our special events coming up a week from tomorrow. We have our 4-hour conference call. And we have the 8-hour one where we get rid of a lot of these alien parasites that are invisible that are taking away our life force and causing us, you know, poor health and taking space away from us. And oddly enough, looking at it, it looks like the aliens that are controlling us need that 20% energy in our body. Because what we've noticed, you know, as I talked about this for years here, is that most people are 20% in their body. Well, looking at it a little deeper, that's what they need to be able to carry on what they're doing with us. So they don't want us to drop too much lower. Naturally, people can go lower, but 20% is probably for most of the races that are controlling us here, 20% is what they need. And that's why they bring in more of their life forms than the other 80% of us. But they do need that 20% to hold, we'll say, the body together to take the energy out of the body. And naturally, as you start dropping from there, then you're kind of useless. And you probably have seen people, you know, on the streets, we'll say, ones that are possibly homeless. Not that I'm saying that's those people are bad, but, you know, you notice that as you look at them, they're kind of like not even here. You know, life's not nobody home, and that's because they probably got sucked out completely, and or maybe the drugs and alcohol or whatever they've taken, you know, completely kicked their spirit out of their body. But aside from that, the aliens, I think, need at least 20% of us in the body so they can keep stealing that energy from us. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. I'm back on the line. I was off for just a bit, and BBS is trying to make sure that our sound is good for tonight, so I hope you can hear me all right. And if anybody would like to type in the fast chat, if they're hearing the sound okay, that would be great. So we have a very interesting comment that's just being posted on the fast chat from Everett. I think basically, you know, in response to what you're talking about, and he says that he was at home and walking down the stairs and heard and felt someone breathing on his neck, like, you know, how when you put breath on a window. So that sounds like something like that could have been what was there. Any comments on that, Ron?
Yeah, I'd say very possibly. That's probably what it was. I don't think the quote-unquote alien life forms will be able to do that. So it's probably one of the ghost-type energies and entity coming in. So that's what I would say. It'd probably be a conventional entity. So you may want to go on the space clearing possibly and do that. And if somehow you have a problem where it keeps coming back to you, then, you know, I can do a special clearing for you and see if we can actually pinpoint it and extricate it. But that's what the space clearing normally is for. So, but if you do have one that's stubborn, then we can actually go looking for it and grab it and, you know, make sure it's no longer around for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing. You know, if you do have stuff like that hanging around, to have it out of your house, it's kind of like you don't realize what you're experiencing until it's gone, and then you feel that lightness and the light that comes in. It's very, very good. And I think, Ron, in those types of cases where people need to you know, do a private session with you, I understand, like, they can just, even if they're far away, they can make a diagram, you know, a sketch of their house and the different rooms, or it could be their workspace, wherever they're having the difficulty, and they could even email that diagram to you, and then you could do it. It doesn't mean that you have to be there. You can do it from a distance. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. You can always draw a diagram and, you know, copy it on a copy machine, we'll say, or something, put it onto a memory stick, and send it on an email, then I'll get it that way on an attachment. So that works. Let's get some of the shapeshifters that could be with people now that would love to come to the light, but they have no other way of doing so. They'll know they'll be terminated if they try to go to the light ship or go to the light, because they're full of darkness and no spirit energy. So we'll do that right now. So everybody just kind of sit back. We'll energize the light beam on your monitor screen. And if you don't have a monitor screen up in front of you, it'll work anyway. So here we go. So stronger, bring in the energy from the light beams. These are the males coming in to help with the sealing process. So we're taking the darkness, shapeshifters, alien life forms that want to come to the light. They'll be doing that in the next couple of minutes. will first energize the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so here we go. I'll count to 10. And these energies, these alien energies, have a chance now to go to the light. They'll be able to ask questions, and whatever they wish to do, the light will not harm them, but they cannot come back into a physical body here or be in the universe of light after this process. So they can, if they choose to, go to the darkness and stay there. And, but if they come back to the light, they'll be terminated. But they do have a chance to go to the light, have a spirit or self put into their body. So here we go. And some could be lost. They could have come here sightseeing and got lost. They love the darkness. And they don't know how to get back into the darkness either. So this is a way they can go back home. Now, the light doesn't judge them. But the only judgment would be if they choose to come back into a body here to do harm. And that's the difference. The light does not have any judgment. And, you know, they'll be loved to death if they don't wish to go to the darkness afterwards. So here we go. So 1, 2, I'll count to 10 as it starts to get released. I feel your body. I feel warmth or things happening to it as it get released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, like I said, get up, walk around a little bit. You know, walking, I would say probably 20 steps to see how your body is responding. You may have had an ache or pain that left you instantly because these things were doing that. Now we're going to bring in your spirit into your body, spirit integration. So here we go, coming in with your spirit. So count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll take you up momentarily and put you back in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you're in and out real quick. And now you're in your body the correct way. In case you were in upside down or crooked, you should feel much better now. And we're going to bring you in through your feet. And here we go. So coming out of your body and through your feet, knees, waist area, shoulders, head. And coming out and in, out and in, out and in. This is to give you more leg energy with your spirit. Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting aspects of what you were talking about is the fact that you mentioned, like, we're trying to figure out who we really are, and all of these different things that can impinge on us or affect how we feel, how we think, how we, what we do, and that kind of thing. It gets a little bit difficult trying to, you know, just determine whether thoughts that you're having are your own or, you know, desires, or, you know, maybe even what you go to want to eat, like an, like a craving or something like that. Trying to sort out what's really you and what's this other stuff. Do you have any comments and advice about that?
Boy, yeah, it's hard to know who you really are. A lot of people don't know who they are. They think that thoughts are who they are. And we have so many thoughts, so that can get very confusing. And then the thoughts can have agendas with them and programs. So, boy, it's... Dr. will do a clearing here, a momentary clearing. This will be we can hold the space for probably maybe a minute for you here. So let's try a little exercise here. So who you are right now is who you think you are, okay? Naturally, you know, we're in time, and the time reality controls us. So we're going to bring you back. Let's divide your life into four different years, okay? So we have all different people on the listening audience here of different ages. So just take your age and approximately divide it off, you know, into maybe the age of 10 coming up to now into four sections, okay? So we'll go back, say, one-fourth of that time. So we'll say if you're age of 50, we'll go from 50, 40, 30, 20, and then 10. So we'll do that. If you're younger than that, then you have to do a little more math homework, but this is what we'll do. So we'll take your current age and drop you back 25% down from where you are right now. So here we go, and it's up to you to get that date, okay, the age of you. So we're going to drop you down, and then I'll put you there, and we'll hold that space, and you can actually sample and see how you thought at that time, and just see if that mindset is the same as what you have right now. Because you may be a whole different person. Maybe you're being controlled a certain way. And maybe you might like the way you were, one-fourth of your life away, going down in time. So here we go. We're going to drop down to that time in your life, the age that you'd pick. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go. We're holding the space right now. And just kind of see where you are with your basic mindset, how you're thinking, the person that lived in that lifetime. Remember, you're living life in that lifetime. Time is controlling you, and you may have thoughts that are completely different than the thoughts you have now. So I guess the big question is, do you like that time better than this time? Maybe you feel much freer then. Maybe you had more mind control put on you, maybe in the last 10 years or so. So you may not like who you are. Okay, so you know how that feels. I want to take a mental note of this here or write it down on a piece of paper. And kind of write down the attributes of you. This is what the best way to look at it, I think. Who you think you are, your attributes. Were you happy? Were you sad? What issues you may have had. So kind of take a note of this here. And now we're going to bring you down for one half of your life, we'll say, and try to keep it above 10 years of age. So here we go. Chopping down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should be basically half your age, plus 10 added to it. And again, take notes, write it on a piece of paper and just see how you're responding to living on the earth and maybe what thoughts you were having. Is it the same as that you had before or now? And you can maybe see a pattern possibly of how the mind control is affecting you. Okay, and it will drop you down now one more time. And this is your age that you choose to pick, the younger age. So here we go. So bring in the energy to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, it's in place, and now you're brought back in time. And we're going back in time, picking the time slot that you wish to revisit. And now see how you feel about your life. And again, are you happy? Are you sad? Are you glad? What kind of judgments are you having in your life? How's your friends? How are you related to your friends? And, things like this here. Remember, you're probably being controlled by these aliens. So you have different aliens controlling you. Okay. And take notes of that also. And we'll do the last time here. This will be at the age of 10. Here we go. So bring in the energy here. I'll count to 10 again also. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, see how you feel now. What's your experience of life like? What are they doing to you? How are you being controlled? Are you being controlled? How do you view life? Remember, your spirit doesn't judge. So if you have any judgment that came from your body and or these aliens, these shapeshifters coming into you, living their life through you from parallel universes, parallel planets. Okay? So we should have some good awareness of people here. And let's get you back online, Sylvia. So you're still out there in cyberspace, or are you at the age of 10?
Yeah, and that is really strange to experience. So maybe it's time to come back to the present for me anyway. I'm sure people, if they've experienced clearings and having a lot of these energies off of them, going back to those times, doesn't feel that great.
Yes, I should bring everybody back to the present here. So here we go, back to the future from age 10. So that would be the future. Here we go. I bring you back. And at this point on the timeline, that's controlling you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, we live in a controlled-based, time-based reality. So now you're back to your current age. And you may like it, you may not. But this is just interesting to sample. So again, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful to have some comments about what people experience.
There's some callers to call in tonight.
Yeah, let me give the phone number again. So if you want to grab a pen or a pencil and write down the number, we'd love to hear from you. It's area code 415-762-1161, 415-762-1161. And in the meantime, I'm going to just switch gears a little bit here and talk about the subject of implants and that type of thing. We had a great question on the fast chat about alien implants. And this is from Stephanie, and she had a very interesting experience, Ron, a few years ago where there was a small metal object that showed up on x-rays in her jaw. And so she had it removed by an oral surgeon, and Stephanie is wondering if you can tell if that was an alien implant.
Okay, let's see here. I'll have to go back and look at this situation here. So, I would say that it would be, yes. I don't see it being... into your body as, you know, an accident or something. I don't see anything going on with someone physically putting it into you here or, having it done by yourself through, like, an accident. So on the planet surface, I say it was not done, okay? Whether it was done by aliens or something similar, it's very possible. So, yes. So you did have some type of implant in you. That's what I'm picking up. So back to you, Sylvia.
That kind of thing, from my understanding, can be something that actually could register like that on an x-ray. But other times they can be something that's more on an energetic basis that you wouldn't necessarily be able to pick up with an x-ray or to feel it like a bump under the skin or something like that. But those can also
be... Yeah, I
think
the older technologies that are out there could be older alien technologies would be an actual metal object to carry the energy frequency of whatever they're doing. So it'd be like a little transmitter, in this metal. But that's the really, really old technology. The new ones can just be like something brought into the air to do this also. So just kind of what race actually did this to you, or what type of, you know, people did this to you who maybe did not like that. But, yeah, the actual physical implants are what I would say probably hardly ever used any longer here. So if you have a physical one, that's old technology. You're looking at probably stuff that was probably brought into people, you know, probably between the 1900s and 1950s, typically. I'm sure some races could still be using it back then, but most of the stuff now is basically invisible, so you'd never see it. Back to you, Sylvia.
And can you talk a little bit about how the light ship, you know, can deal with those kinds of things? I know that there's different clearings that you have that might address that. So if somebody, like, for example, if they wanted to have themselves checked from now all the way back to their conception to see if they had an implant at any point during that time and have that either, you know, deactivated or removed by the light ship, is that a possibility for people?
Yeah, we do have that, I believe, clearing. You could probably get it on the $30 a month clearing, you know, for the alien attack removal. I know it's there. So, yeah, they will help you if they get out of you. Remember, these are just things to control you somehow, and that's why they put them into you.
Okay, great. I think I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Welcome, and we're happy to have you call. And do you have a question or a comment for Ron?
Yeah, I thought it was highly coincidental that you brought up implants in a person's jaw, because I'm just was sitting here, my jaw so swollen, and I'm in so much pain, and it's been like this for like 4 years. And when it first started happening, something, it happened during my sleep, and I felt somebody come in my room and punch me in the mouth. And it knocked out four of my teeth almost, where I could have pulled them out with my fingers. And three of the teeth tightened up a little bit, but they'll get loose, they'll tighten up, they'll get loose. Well, the one on the bottom jaw, when I woke up that morning, the first thought that came to me was I heard someone say, that has to come out. And my understanding was it was a reference to an implant in underneath that lower tooth. And whereas I didn't even really believe in such things when that happened, I just filed it under I can't explain it. But since then, I've discovered and found out family history. That my father actually worked deconstructing UFOs when I was very small, and I actually have a brother that works for them now. And this thing in my jaw is like, I don't know what to do about it. It hurts, and I don't know whether I need to pull the tooth out or what. And if he can see
I understand you say that you were sleeping.
I'd appreciate it, because
hit you like in the mouth and you lost four teeth. Is that what you said?
They punched me in like a hard right hook in my jaw while I was sleeping, and I had an altercation earlier that evening with someone that I never met over the phone, and she started screaming at me. And at first I thought it was her, that maybe she had come and punched me out in her astral body or something. But then I thought, well, maybe it was another entity that was pretending to be her. I don't know what was going on. All I know is that I woke up the next morning. The day before, my teeth were all perfectly fine. And the next morning I woke up and I had four teeth that I literally could have pulled out with my fingers. And I've been nursing them for 3.5 years now, trying to get them to tighten up and stop hurting. And the ones on the top, they'll tighten up, and then they'll all of a sudden get loose again. Then they'll tighten up. Well, the one on the bottom, the same way, but it's never quite tightened up, and it's hurt constantly for 3.5 years. And I keep going back in my head to that, some voice in my head saying, that has to come out now.
Okay, so sounds like wherever you were, could have been on the astral plane, or it could be bringing a parallel lifetime to you. I would try the alien attack page first, see if that would help you. If not, I may have to do a private session. It's very possible.
Can you tell if there's an implant in there? Because
I have weird
things happen to me, Ron, about this kind of stuff. For instance, I told you that I have a brother that works for them now. Last summer, my younger brother died, and he may have been murdered. And he may have been murdered by these government people. And about a month later, I had visits from black helicopters who dumped something in my backyard, and whatever it was, it almost killed me. And I woke up in the middle of the night last August, and there was, again, it was one of these, there was something crawling on me, and I thought it was an ant, but it was trying to dig into my elbow, right at the crook of my elbow. And again, I heard a voice say, that's not an ant. And I picked it up, and I tried to squash it, and I couldn't squash it. And I was finally, with both fingers, able to break it in two, but I couldn't squash it. And to me, if it was an ant, I could have squashed it. And then I happened to be just cruising the Internet 2 days later and ran across a David Icke thing on the Internet, a lecture, and he actually showed a picture of these robot ants. So it's weird how, something will happen, and then a few days later something will come along to explain that. And it's messing with my head because...
Yeah, well, I would still get on the alien attack site and leave it up and see what that does for you.
I actually have done that. I think that's one that you have on there. I've been using that at night. The last several nights.
Yeah, you definitely get on site, and see what happens with that energy. It may start to help you.
Another thing, if I can...
Lifetime, there's other things happening, but boy, we'd have to see what else it could be. But I would try that first of all.
Can you see, or do you have any sense if there really is an implant in there?
I don't see an implant, no. I think it's more of some other type. Well, it could be, yeah. I won't say it's a physical implant, but there's something going on there which is keeping the teeth from healing. So it could be some alien type of situation, maybe some type of bacteria in there. It could be brought forth from a parallel life. It could even be a lifetime that you had somewhere where the person hit you and it never healed and that's integrated with you. Like I talked earlier on this program about having the shapeshifters being embedded inside of you. So you could have something like yourself that looks identical to you that came through, that's an alien form of you that looks identical, that has a teeth problem, and that the problem with the teeth could be with you completely, integrated, embedded right into you. And that will never heal because it's not a part of you, but yet it's continued to be with you throughout this time. So, but the first thing to do is the alien attack page. Do that and put that in there and just see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
So, thank you for calling. Boy, that's a big one. So back to you, Sylvia.
Another thing I was just thinking of for Pat, and that is we talked on Wednesday night about the brand new page that you're launching of the clearings, the generational clearings. As soon as she mentioned that, work that her father had done and that kind of thing, is it possible that, because there was that that abduction clearing in the generational clearings that you are just
to get
freaking
on also,
out.
Once people are hooked up, connected to that energy, it's not just this lifetime. It can go back, you know, quite a ways. Remember, you could be in experimentation, for your genetic line. Maybe you might be, interbred, we'll say a hybrid, but you may look perfectly physical.
Well, as weird as that sounds, I can validate for you this, that my mother died in January of 2002, and 2 days before she died, she told me that I had been abducted and messed with by aliens.
But in this lifetime popping up, so you do want to probably do the generational clearings to get that out of you for abductions.
Yeah, Ron, Pat was just saying that that before her mother passed away, she actually told her that she'd had abductions. Do you want to comment on that again, caller? I know you were kind of both talking at once, which because of the way the lines are here, Ron probably wasn't able to hear you at that time. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, she, 3 days before she died, she just all of a sudden turned to me and said that that I had been abducted and messed with as a child by aliens. And, you know, she was all hopped up on painkillers and was getting ready to have her legs amputated. And so I just thought she was either raving or was just trying to bait me to see if she could, you know, scare me or something. So I didn't even respond. But afterwards, something else happened just 2 years ago that confirmed to me in a very graphic way that that was very likely true. And I wouldn't want to say what that is online, but it was something that's indisputable and highly physical verification that that was true.
Okay, so this page that we're just discussing then is the new seven generation clearings, and how that works is that you can take a particular issue from the drop down list in and the one issue that we're talking about is the abduction, and you can take that back seven generations, and then if need be you can do that seven more times, so you can end up taking it back a total of 49 generations to clear that out of any genetic, you know, passing of that energy down through the family line, which, Ron, I know you've said that oftentimes when a family has that, you know, it can go back quite some time.
That is correct, because normally if you have it once, there, you know, you are being a target, and that's what happens. So they are checking with us. A lot of people have this scenario. Some know it. Most of the population basically does not. They're still up there looking for UFOs in the sky with their flashlights. But that happens to them too. But the people that are and know that this has happened in kind of look at your family history, because you're going to see that strange things have happened with your relatives and yourself. And it does go back quite a long ways. It's not just this lifetime. So that's just the way it works, unfortunately.
Well, you mentioned UFOs, and it's kind of another curious thing with my father. If you remember the most famous thing with the Bermuda Triangle and all those airplanes disappearing, do you remember that? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
My father was on the last airplane that was sent in to find those five planes that disappeared. And he told me that they were just entering the Bermuda Triangle when he got a call from the base commander telling him to return to base, that they had lost enough good men that day. And, there was a lot of things that I knew, but I didn't have a thread of them all coming together. And they're just now kind of all starting to come together in a kind of a coherent way. I don't know what to do with the information, but I'm starting to see that some of this stuff isn't so far out there. Because mostly, like most people, I just dismissed it as, you know, something weird or goofy and, you know, just discard it.
Yep. Okay. Well, boy, thank you for calling. That's quite a phone call. So, what happens to people as they get older, they do have the information coming back to them, because as they get older, the mental mind blocks that are put into their heads, the little partitions, we'll call it, start to break down. And then they start to see maybe how they have been, I'll just use the word messed with, for whatever that means to you. So, wow. So, Sylvia, I guess back to you. Anything on the fast chat?
Well, I just want to thank our caller for calling in and sharing that, and just highly encourage her and anyone else going through any kind of similar thing to use that page on the online clearings that I believe, I'm not sure, is maybe $30 a month for the alien page. Am I wrong on the price, Ron? I don't really know exactly. I don't remember.
Yeah, the alien attack page is $30 for the month. So, and you can leave a light being up for 8 hours when you're sleeping. And I've had a lot of people comment on how this has actually basically saved their lives. And or giving them life again, because they are afraid to go to sleep at night. So this has helped out many, many people. So we're going to, our show is kind of coming closing to an end here, since we have a shorter time here. Anything you want to add tonight, Sylvia?
Before we run out of time, can you mention the dates of these? Because this is something that might be of interest to people too, because you've got those three Sundays coming up where you can go on the 8-hour calls for getting rid of these alien critters. And the dates again are, trying to find my notes, I think it's the next 18th, 25th and of April, and then the 2nd of May.
Yep, you got it. So those are the 8-hour calls. The 17th is a 4-hour, the Ascension call that we have once a month. And that'll be a week from this weekend. So it's hope to have everybody who really wants to get a wonderful healing to be online. And the date for this show that you're listening to is, April 9th. So if you're listening to an archive, it'll be this, next week coming up. So let's do a little healing for everybody before we get off the VBS program here. And we'll bring in some wonderful peace energy for everybody. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I have seen and heard a lot of stories from people also about what the caller has talked about. So this is not uncommon to me. Unfortunately, I hear them, which is very sad. So this is why we're coming out to try to do more healings, especially the shapeshifter ones. So we'll see what happens here. And here we go again, stronger, more peace energy, stronger. And this will be with you for the next half an hour. So just leave the light being up on your monitor screen, and you can feel peace energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And tomorrow night is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be going there. For most of the shows, I think it probably is about 15 minutes on the Light Ship or so. And we'll have some wonderful healings. You go up to the Light Ship physically with your body. And you're still here naturally. Remember, you're out of time with the source energy that created you. So nothing's to be afraid of. It's not alien abduction or anything like that. And if you're a seer, you may be able to see light beams. So that'd be wonderful. So here we go. Bring some more peace energy before we sign off here. So stronger, 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 and stronger.